This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm starting to work on my next book project, which will be about many things, including the body and the senses. So I've been thinking a lot about the sense of hearing. One of the truths about me is I'm just not that into music. I like an odd song here or there, but it doesn't play a very big role in my life. Nevertheless, there are some songs that I absolutely love. And I found that even with these songs, it's easy to take them for granted and not really listen and appreciate them. Now, as it happens, every year, new material in art, music, and literature come into the public domain. That means everyone's free to use it and replay it and make good use of it because it's out in public. Now that 2020 is here, a new crop from 1924 has now come into the public domain for people to copy, transform, and use. Fortunately for me, one song that I love is now available for use, which means I can play some of it for you, and we can really, really listen to it. It's George Gershwin's brilliant Rhapsody in Blue. I won't play the whole thing, but here's enough to remind you how great it is. This song reminds me that even though music doesn't play a huge part in my life, I can still make time to tune into its pleasures from time to time. And when I do, it's important to really listen. I'll post a link in the show notes so you can listen to the whole thing. It's about 17 minutes long, and it's well worth listening to. I especially love the final 2 minutes. This is a song with a big ending. Here it is. We'll be right back. Thank you, copyright laws. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.